Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I was looking for affection, so I decided to go. Swing it in my direction, I'll be out of control.
Let's put that back on the top. Young Julian, what was she looking for again?
I was looking for affection.
Drop the mic right there. Phone lines are jam-packed. Okay, we got a lot. We got a lot to talk about. Let's go to Yolanda. She's calling from work. Yolanda, good day. Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I probably should take what she says at face value.
Okay.
But I kind of find it hard to believe, and not to brag, but I was a pretty girl. I had pretty fins. You go to a club, you don't have to pay for a drink.
Right.
You're walking down the street, guys will honk at you, so they'll try to offer you a ride.
And you like that?
Yeah, I liked it. <That's
the point. laughs> She said, yeah, I liked it. Now, did you curve the dude? You know what that means, curving the dude?
Yeah, I'm not that old. I keep up okay. with what the young folks
so
say.
You know. So did you curve a lot of dudes like a
yes.
sport?
Yes, you get used to it. That's why a lot of times women are walking down the street with a scowl on their face because you can't make eye contact. And I'm pretty enough, but I'm not, you know, I wasn't, I'm pretty enough. So
did it change if you had a man?
No, unless I was walking with him.
That was it. But if yes. you by yourself, you want men to pay attention, to hit on you, even if you curve all of them.
And
you want it.
And it happened. So I'm thinking either she's forgetful, she's exaggerating, it's hyperbole, but I think it had to have happened to her, too, because she's an attractive
she
woman.
She is. But, Yolanda, what if it happens to her, but because of where she's at mentally,
oh.
it doesn't stick? It doesn't stick, right? It just
oh.
does not stick.
That could be. She could just be thinking, oh, people just like to be nice. It's on them.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with their being nice because they think I'm hot and they're trying to get the digits. I see the point you're making.
Right. So but I've sure. already DM'd her for the culture.
Okay, well, good. But I want to make one more point.
go ahead.
She should never, and no one should ever, allow what other people think of you to dictate what you think about yourself. That validation has to come from within. So it doesn't matter whether she's getting a whole lot of attention because I've aged out of it. I mean, I'm not bad looking now, but when I was younger, I got attention from men from
may
all
I
ages.
Ask, may I ask your age, madam?
I am 60 and proud of it.
I love it.
Black does not crack.
I know that's
but
right.
But now the attention I get is from men maybe 5 or 6 years younger and older.
So oh, yeah. Oh,
hey, listen. Are you single?
Yes, I am.
And you're dating still?
Platonically, I'm not looking for anything heavy and serious. I just, but yeah.
A little love and touch, you know? I'm just asking.
I'm not going to answer.
Thank you, Yolanda.
Okay, you have a good one.
I appreciate your call.
All righty.
Yeah. Damn, Yolanda said, I'm 60, single, and ready to mingle. Let's go to Jihad, calling from the West End. Jihad?
How you doing, my brother?
But you heard Yolanda, man.
Oh, I'm 60 and married.
What's up, brother?
I'm good. And then my religion allows 4 wives anyway, so that's not an issue for me.
Well, listen, and Yolanda seems like the kind of woman that's open to change.
Yeah, well, that's beautiful. God bless Yolanda.
Go ahead, man.
And you know, why do people love, or why do women run up the steps?
You know why.
Why?
Because he's a freaking superstar, multimillionaire, champion of an athlete.
Okay, so then if she wants that same attention, what should she do?
She needs to become a champion NBA All-Star player.
She needs to show her skills. You know, so if she wants that kind of attention, I know one place she can go get it right away. You know what I mean? Magic City will give her all the attention and all the attraction she wants.
Oh, she's not talking about that kind of attention.
Well,
she wants it from her circle.
She wants men to love to reach out to her and want her and wanted, I think that's the conversation you all are having, right?
Well, yes, but when you say the attention that a stripper gets, I don't think it's that kind of attention. And here's why I say that.
Oh, okay. She's not that extreme.
Right. She's saying, yeah, obviously men aren't checking for her like women are checking for Steph Curry. But here's the issue.
Yeah.
Obviously, she's in circles where men are quite respectable. I don't think we've explored that part. The reason why they may not be hollering at you is because they respect the fact that you're married.
That's right. And you know what? To be honest with you, Rashad, I believe that just like the previous lady just said, sometimes on those shows you get caught up in a conversation and you just say dumb stuff.
I don't think it was dumb. I think it was honest. I think it was transparent. I think it was authentically her. And even in her clarification, which she posted on IG, she doubled down on her statement, basically. She didn't step away from it. She just said, hey, I was being vulnerable and transparent, and I love that about myself because I'm human. Yeah, and I think that's okay.
Yeah, she was being vulnerable.
You don't think she was being honest that she really feels this way? Remember, if it's your feelings, it can't be a lie.
No, that's fine. You're right. I can't tell what she's feeling. But what I'm saying, simply, is that the comparison, number one, is wrong. You know what I mean? And actually, if she's and then I'm with that lady. There's no way possible that as nice as she looked,
that somebody's not hitting on her at some point or complimenting her.
I mean, she's just lying, to be honest with you.
I don't know, brother. I won't say she's lying. Come on now, Jahad. Give the woman.
As pretty as that lady is, you don't think she ever been out by herself or riding or in her restaurant?
Jahad.
Blah, blah, blah.
Jahad.
You don't think there are men. You don't, wait, let me say this. You don't think there are men out there that don't care whether or not she's married to Steph Curry?
Of course. So now let's analyze what you just said. You have concluded that she's lying. What I'm saying is I'm giving the sister the benefit of the doubt. There are individuals, because of how they feel about themselves, compliments will never actually stick to them. So they will only remember the times when they were not complimented or the times when they thought they looked great and other people didn't look at them. They will remember that. They won't hold on to the memory of the compliment. Right.
So then what I'm going to say to people, she has a psychological problem, and please don't take her advice.
What?
Because she has. You just explained somebody with a psychological problem.
I just explained somebody who's human. That's what I explained.
Human,
Jahad. Jahad.
Problem.
Do you have a psychological problem?
Sure.
Okay, I appreciate your call.
I have different things.
All right, so we shouldn't take any advice from you, brother. I appreciate your call.
Yeah,
Thank you, sir.
Right.
All right, using your own logic, we should never take advice from Jahad because Jahad, too, has psychological problems. Let's keep up the intellectual integrity here. All right, let's do that. 404-892-2703. What say you? Realest Man on Radio.
What you waiting on, little daddy? I ain't got that much time. You seem anxious, you seem adamant, but you ain't pressed my line. Wondering why? No, you ain't shy. I'ma say bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, I thought I was the guru of all things women related. I mean, there are some who called me the love doctor at one time in my career. Obviously, there were some things I was unaware of. For example, that married women want to be hit on by everybody else. I didn't know that. Let's go to Karen. Karen's calling from work. Karen, good day. Welcome. Karen, are you there? Okay. All right. Karen is not there. Let's go to Todd calling from the parking lot of the Chitlin Factory. Todd, good day. Welcome.
Rashad, I was struggling up until like maybe half hour ago.
Okay.
Believe that you believe this. You're a smarter dude than this, man.
Now, what do I believe?
That was staged, man.
What was staged?
That was a very disingenuous and unexpected.
You think that whole thing was staged? Are you serious?
It was a very disingenuous.
Come on, man. You have to be able to interpret authenticity, even if you don't agree with it. You have to be able to say, you know what, listen, that's not scripted. What just happened, and it was impromptu.
What you just said to me is true. You have to be able to determine authenticity. And part of doing that is knowing when something's not, and that was not.
So you believe that this individual, Steph Curry's wife, and Jada, as well as the other women.
Jada.
So you think this was all coordinated and scripted?
Maybe not scripted, but it was definitely staged. It was coordinated. Here, I mentioned this to you before. I'll say it again. The three most important things in the entertainment industry are maximization of profit, imagery, and a distant third, there is no fourth, quality of product. That was imagery. They were drumming up imagery. There is nothing that should be able to convince you that that woman has that little sense to make comments like she just made, that she gets no attention like that. However, I do have a question for you.
Wow, that's pretty harsh, Todd. Yeah, what's your question, man?
Why do you think she's brilliant? What have you seen or heard from her that left you thinking that she's brilliant? That's how
because she's the CEO of a profitable company, unlike Trump, who you think is brilliant.
Not
I appreciate
all.
Your call.
Don't cuss at me.
Thank you, sir. 404-892-2703. If you think Trump is brilliant and he was CEO of a non-profitable company, that means that this woman is a damn near genius. Okay, that's resolved. 404-892-2703. Karen, again, calling from work. Karen.
I don't know what happened. I could hear you, and I was saying hello.
So that's anyway, that work phone, Karen.
Yep, that's what it is. But listen, my mom always told us, like, look, if you don't get no hollers, then you got to doubt yourself. You know,
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I don't mean to talk about your mother. Or the advice she gave, but
it has nothing to do with you. I mean,
she said if people aren't complimenting you, you should doubt you.
Yeah, it's like women need. We need to know that we're appreciated as
right.
well.
I'm so it sorry she told you that. She should have watched an after school special or something.
No. It's got to be taken in context. It has nothing to do with our self-esteem or anything like that. But women are supposed to be beautiful, and it's nothing wrong with you telling us that we're beautiful. It's nothing.
You
got to
be real careful
that.
Here. You calling for work. You got to be real careful about telling women they're beautiful these days. I'm serious.
That's true.
It's different now.
Listen, I think because we still live in a man's world, this is going to be misunderstood. But I definitely understand where she's coming from. And then on top of that, once you get married and you've been married for a while and you have kids, your husband does at some point he starts to take you for granted, and the appreciation kind of goes away. Unspoken.
It's do you think she clear, meant it unspoken. Completely when she said she gets no attention from males?
No, I don't think she didn't. I don't think she meant.
Okay.
I don't think that that's true, because when you look at her, definitely she does. But she is tapping into something that is, like she said, this is her truth.
Yeah.
And she needs it. She needs to feel appreciated, and she needs to feel like she is beautiful. And there's nothing wrong with that. But in y'all's mind, because your egos are so fragile, men are so fragile, you're gonna internalize that as she's saying that you're not enough for her. And that's definitely not what she's saying. And you know, I think more than anything, this conversation explains why we are so different and why we have to understand what each other needs, what we need. And, you know, we're missing the point here. But I don't think it has nothing to do with her being invalidated or her self-esteem or nothing. She's just telling you who she is. And I appreciate her for saying it.
I do,
but
too.
Anyway, have a blessed day. Thanks for taking my call.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. You too, sister. She talked the entire time in her, damn it, I'm at work voice. I mean, literally, she pulled that off the entire conversation. She was talking like, and then what happened was, when women do, that's that, damn it, I'm at work voice. I can't get fired. Already took off too many days last month. All right, we got more. Hold on. Oh, man. All right, let's go to Shirley in Macon. Shirley, good day. Welcome.
Hello, Rashad.
Hello. Yes.
I think Ms. Cole meant what she said and said what she meant.
Okay.
And not only that, I think one thing, she needs to keep her business in her home.
Ooh, wee. Miss Shirley, now, do you mind me asking, how old are you, madam?
I am
52. You 52, and you're saying that
I'm 62.
You 62. So you're saying she needs to keep that at her house.
She needs to keep her business at her house. And, you know, other than, I think one of the other callers said about publicity, about image and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Other than a publicity stunt or trying to get some media attention, other than that, I don't see any reason why she should be putting her business in the street like that.
She says she's a transparent individual. This is part of her personality. It makes her human and happy.
Yeah, but some things you just don't put outside the house. You know, I was taught that, you know, you keep your business, especially in marriage.
Yeah.
You know, and I agree with everything you said about that might have made, that meant that she didn't get attention from her husband.
See, so, that's where I meant with the whole thing, because she did not make any type of caveat for Steph Curry. She didn't say, I get no male attention except from my boo. Because, see, that's what Gabrielle Union would have done.
Exactly, I agree. And I wouldn't even be talking to anyone else. I don't care. Social media and all this, you know, it's going to be the demise of a lot of people because,
yes, ma'am.
You know, they just got to put their business out there.
I understand.
I don't care how rich, how famous you are.
Right.
Some things you just don't put in the street.
Right, I got you. Thank you, Ms. Shirley. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
All right. I'm just a huge fan of Gabrielle Union. I really am. I've been a fan of Gabrielle Union before y'all were even checking for her. The first time, never mind. 404-892-2703. Let's go to Lisa in Atlanta. Lisa, what up?
Hey, Rashad, how you doing?
I'm great, Lisa. How are you?
Good. So I can relate to the topic about Aisha because I myself probably fall in that category and I can understand her perspective. So as myself, you know, growing up in my teens, in my early 20s, I was always just considered pretty, so I was able to apply to pretty privilege. And that's something you become accustomed to. Even in dating and my husband, before we even married, I never changed who I was. I always dressed sexy, always about taking care of myself, and I enjoyed the attention. Did I respond to the attention and go outside of even dating or my marriage? Absolutely not.
But you'll smile, right?
Set the standard.
Yeah, but you'll smile and you know, wink your eye or something.
No winking. Like, I'm not
but you'll smile.
I'm not going to pull nobody in. Now, if you want to pay me a compliment,
right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I will not turn down a compliment. I'll say thank you and keep it moving.
Yeah, with a smile on your face.
I'm not going to throw bait at you.
While smiling.
Why smiling?
That's
absolutely
important.
Because I don't want to discourage that brother from approaching another woman just to say how beautiful she is.
I like that.
Nasty to him.
I like that. And here's where I'm at. If I compliment a woman, at least smile. You know,
absolutely.
You don't have to come back and get my phone number or open yourself up to further conversation, but at least smile, say thank you. You know, it's a compliment. I didn't go
perfect
overboard.
Perfect example would be I go to the gym 5 days a week.
Right.
On average.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm in there with my little outfit on. You know, my body is.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. This Lisa.
Yes.
From Facebook.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. I know exactly what's going on here.
Okay, so, but I'll get the opposite. I'll get, oh, you thirsty because this is what you do. This is what you post. I'm a very happily married woman. I don't go outside my marriage. But I am who I am. I
right.
was sexy before I met my husband, and I'm going to remain sexy. A part of that is because I know how I got here.
Right.
So I understand there's things that I want to do to continue to keep that excitement going.
And Lisa.
And it helps me as well.
Right. I want to speak on behalf of all men on your social media line. Keep posting. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Yeah. I'm serious, man. Her posts give me motivation, man. It's life. Y'all better follow Lisa. Realest man on radio. I ain't never met a brother with so much style. ATL, don't touch that dial. I walk around this town like I have my own theme music. Because I do. 404-892-2703. Don't forget to join me this evening on CBS 46 News at 6 o'clock. Breaking down all things political. This weekend on MSNBC. Join me on Sunday. I'll be on MSNBC this Sunday early in the morning, talking about whatever the hell your president has done. Not sure quite what that will be by Sunday. Also, Mother's Day Super Sunday Soul Food Brunch. That is this coming up Sunday from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m., myself, news anchor Sharon Reed, her entire family, we're going to be there. I want to make sure you're there. Harold's Chicken and Ice Bar off of Old National Highway, free parking, a lot of parking. I got flowers for you, and I have dessert for all of my mothers. It's on me. Come out, bring your whole family. We're going to have a really good time this Sunday on Mother's Day. For those of you who are listening, because I know everybody, especially to the bros, you have not purchased the flowers you need for your mama. You don't even know who to call. You online right now trying to figure out what to do. And people are saying, oh, I don't know if we can make it by Sunday, buddy. We got a lot of orders. Well, we have Nicole English in the building who has the hookup. Nicole, what up?
Hey, Rashad.
Okay, we'll bring you back in a second. We got a technical issue.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the major issues with this Curry situation is not that she was transparent or authentic, but you got to wonder if your husband is not enough, then what is? If your husband is not enough, then what is? And I think that's really the question for a lot of men who are listening. Like, that becomes the actual question. And it seems as if she has an expectation that if men are not trying to holler at her at the same level that women are trying to holler at him, her hubby, that she feels a certain way about that. That's basically her own words. She says she wonders if there's something wrong with her. No, there's nothing wrong with you, madam. You simply date a super, super celebrity NBA champion. That's it. And if your life goal is to have men throw themselves at you, like women throw themselves at the babyface assassin, well, you need new life goals, because that will never happen. All right, we got Nicole English. Nicole.
Hey, Rashad.
Hey, I know you got something to say about this Steph Curry thing.
This conversation is killing me. First of all, Jahad, don't call no more. I'm going to talk to George Littell while I'm here to get him banned. I promise you, I'm going to get him banned. Jahad been married for 100 years. He don't know nothing about this life, I hear.
He don't know anything.
What's going on now?
What about the caller that said this was all staged for publicity?
It's not staged. Anything we know from Jada and Aisha is that they are real and true.
Right.
And that's what the Red Table is about. Have a real and true conversation.
Man, the Red Table get people in trouble. I would never go on the Red Table.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why she brings out stuff. I don't know if it's Jada. I don't know what the hell is going on.
You just be comfortable.
They just acting like nobody's watching.
But let me tell you what I got from that conversation.
Yeah.
That you picked up on. The first thing I heard, first of all, the light skin brigade is tough. That's some tough women. They defied every stereotype that we usually have about these light-skinned women.
Mm-hmm.
That they think they got it on, going on, this and that. This is a strong family unit. They are supporting each other. They have insecurities like the rest of us. I just love the family camaraderie.
Yeah.
But what you said was very important. Women don't seem to have the respect that men have for this marriage or a marriage, where women would throw themselves at Steph. And Aisha has made it on her own. I mean, she's doing the cooking show. She's got her own line of cooking stuff.
Now, when you say made it on her own,
I mean that she's doing things outside of the marriage.
Okay, she's doing things independent. But
independent of the marriage.
Nicole, you know, the whole introduction of Aisha was through Steph Curry.
Definitely, but once I heard about Aisha, because I'm always team woman,
right?
I'm sister girl. I was like, oh, that's my girl Aisha.
No, you were
so
like,
that's Aisha
Steph Curry's
stands
wife.
To me. No, I wasn't.
You didn't say that
because I'm not into basketball. So when I heard
you don't know Steph Curry,
I do.
Come on,
but
son.
I know him because of Drake and Riley.
Because of who?
Drake and Riley.
You talking about Drake, the Canadian rapper?
And okay. Riley, when she was repeating his lyrics that time sitting on Steph's. And I was like,
right.
Who is that little girl? And then that's made me take notice of Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Like when you said babyface is sad, I've never heard that.
That's what
they. But Aisha Julian, stands out.
Julian, grab more that microphone, man.
Than me.
What they call, bro?
The babyface assassin.
Thank you, sir.
That's what Julian is. Cause
what?
Let
women,
him know.
Julian is a cute. I don't know why they keep asking me because I'm like, he's 12.
You about to get this man in
me.
Trouble.
And
ladies, if you want to see young Julian.
Julian, is Julian really cute in person?
He's on the ones and twos at my birthday party on May 31st.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure his girlfriend will be front and center. As a matter of fact, she will probably co-DJ with him. At
she about to call in for this conversation. Y'all stop playing.
She's gorgeous, too.
Yeah, beautiful inside and out. She actually came to one of my classes that I taught at Beulah Heights University.
She supports your hustle, man.
Yeah, she's very supportive. Very great, great young lady. So, Nicole, you got flowers.
Flowers. A lot of people don't know that I'm a florist.
Yep.
My family had a flower shop on the south side of Atlanta for over 40 years in the Hightower. I don't know what they call it now. Atlanta's changed so much. But anyway, over on it was a Hightower parking. It's a shopping mall down there. And I forgot what it was called years ago. It evades me. But anyway, for over 40 years. And I took over the business pretty much when my grandmother started getting sick. And I watched her for so many years. That's what made me take it over.
Now, we have more on the other side. 404-892-2703. Hold that number. My phone lines are jam-packed. You can't get through. Realest Man on Radio.
Swallowing anything for a dollar. They tell me get him. I got him. Got him. I did it without an album.
What's happening? Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, great people doing great things. You don't want to miss this. Have you heard of All Black Everything? ABE. I have with me Melissa George and also Rashad El Shair. Mm-hmm. Both with ABE, All Black Everything. Thank you both for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
Let's talk about ABE. What does it mean?
What does it mean to be All Black Everything? That means committing to your community and supporting it in every way, especially economic. Buying black is very important, and that is what ABE is for. We're making it easy to buy black and support black business. Melissa, you want to give the pitch?
So we are a monthly subscription-based box service, and we deliver boxes of clothing from black-owned companies to our subscribers. Right now, we're only focused on clothes, but eventually we plan to expand to everything. So hair care, beauty products, self-care, products for men, books, events.
So you're building this out. Right now, you're starting at the basis of clothing. Mm-hmm. Men and women clothing?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. And this is a subscription service. So what does this look like for me? If I went online right now, and what's the website again?
It's allblackeverythingabe.com.
Allblackeverythingabe.com. Yep. Okay. And I go to the website and I sign up for this subscription-based box service, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what do I get?
You get a box of clothing. So inside your box, you'll get an item of clothing from 5 or 4 out of our 7 day one partners. So we brought a box here for you.
Okay, you got a box for me?
Yes, this is for you.
I'm real selective about what I wear. Just give it
to me. That's okay.
Okay, now I'm going to take that young Julian. Okay, so open the box for me. I want to see what y'all got for a brother.
Okay, so. Okay.
Typical customer experience when you get your box in the mail.
Right.
First thing we want to point out is custom box.
It's a custom box.
It's not just.
It's a beautiful box, by the way.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not just cardboard.
Right.
Custom. Everything's wrapped in our ABE tissue paper.
Yeah.
So you unfold that. First, you got your.
Feels like Christmas already, man.
It's Christmas every month.
Let me check this out. Now, that's fly.
Black Christmas.
Wait a minute.
So that's.
I like this. This is high quality, man.
Yeah.
This is a high quality tee, bro. But I need an extra large.
That's okay. We got an extra large.
Y'all got an XL.
So
yeah, young Julian still wear this size.
Perfect.
This is beautiful.
We have to promote all of our partners. So that right there, that's from It's Just Different. Brian Cole, he's the founder there.
Okay, wait a minute. So these are black designers, right?
Black-owned companies,
black designers. Be very careful when you hear a company just say black designers, because that doesn't mean the company they work for is a black company. So this is black-owned and black design. Okay.
Right.
Exactly. And that's so we want to just make sure and point that out. That's what we are for.
Okay.
We are to help you know that your clothing items or your items that you're getting in your box are from black-owned companies, not employed, black-owned, black-employed, black-everything.
This shirt says black women are dope. And it reminds me of the In Living Color graphics.
Yep.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. See, let me tell you how I would rock this. I would actually rock this at the university I teach at. and I would put a blazer over it, mm-hmm. right? And I just rock mm-hmm. it like that. Okay, what else we got?
I was going to come up here in that shirt with this blazer on.
But yeah, see, you already know, bro, you're a stylish brother. Right, with the gold chain, young Julian. Okay, what else we got here? So ladies and gentlemen, I'm having a great time looking through this stuff.
Good, good. Okay. Next, we have no definition right here. That's a no definition bag that all of their products actually come in.
Okay.
Unfold it. You're going to see some gold in there.
What we got? What we got? Awesome. See there? Y'all got the fist on the shirt.
Mm-hmm. No definition. Diamond.
Yeah, I'm going to wear that on Fox News.
Yes.
Do that.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Okay. All right. So I'm going through this stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, we gotta deal with, we gotta work with them, and we gotta deal with the issue of black economics, because the studies are very clear. Our dollar lasts within a community for roughly 6 hours. There are some communities it lasts over 30 days. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a problem. Yes. And that problem is all rooted in psychology, nothing else. We have the ability to do this. We have merchants, we have vendors. We have companies like yours that make it easy to shop with black-owned companies. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So how much is this going to run me per month if I subscribe?
So a subscription is $50 a month.
Okay.
You can buy a one-time box online. We know we're a new company. We're just starting out. Sure. We want people to, we want to build some trust with everyone. And so you can buy a one-time box online for $55.
All right, so $50 per month will get me what?
You'll get 4 to 5 items in your box every month.
Wow.
So we range in T-shirts. We have some hoodies, some hats, and some bags right now. Eventually, we want to expand to everything, like we said.
Let me do this
everything,
now.
Everything.
I'm going to go ahead and sign up now. Give me the website again.
AllBlackEverythingABE.com/shop. That'll take you straight to the product page, and you can sign up there. We accept all major credit cards.
I'm loving this. You have a beautiful website.
Thanks.
Beautiful website. Who came up with this concept?
So we came up with it together. Yeah.
It originally was not restricted to clothes.
Okay.
So we had this grand idea. We're going to sell all black products from everyone, no matter what the product was, and we're gonna package it up and make it thematic.
Right.
But obviously, we realize that's a bit much. To put off.
Listen, this is simple for me. I get to pay $50 a month. I get 4 or 5 items from African American or black owned companies every single month in a box, comes right to me, mm-hmm. and all I'm paying is $50, and I don't have to leave my house.
Right, exactly. You gotta buy clothes anyways, right?
Exactly. All right, that's real simple. I'm signing up right now. I encourage people to go ahead and sign up now. $50 a month. Come on now. AllBlackEverythingABE.com. AllBlackEverythingABE.com, and just hit the shop button, the shop link on the website, and it takes you right to the page. I'm going to go ahead and do my monthly subscription box. We got more on the other side. Realest Man on Radio. In the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kind of odd. No barking from the dog, no smog. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hug. I got my grub on, but didn't pick. So many people are trying to go to the website right now that I think the website is crashed. However, hold on to the website, which is allblackeverythingabe.com. Go back after 2 p.m., $50. You get 4 or 5 items from a black-owned company and designer per month. And this is remarkable. This is good stuff.
Glad you think so.
Yeah, it's because it's convenient.
Mm-hmm.
It's affordable. It's economical for the community. And obviously, other vendors can start coordinating with you for the services when you expand it. Mm-hmm. So for those who are listening, I know we got people listening right now. They have products. They have black-owned merchandise. And they may want to partner with you. How can they do that?
So they can go onto our website, onto our partners page on our website, and follow the link there. They can also email us. They can also send us a direct message. All of that they can access through Instagram. Whatever's easiest for you, we'll meet you where you are.
What's your IG?
Our IG is allblack_ABE.
allblack_ABE. That's your Instagram. And what's Facebook?
Facebook is allblackeverythingABE.
allblackeverythingABE.
Just go to Facebook, search bar, allblackeverythingABE. You should see a black and gray logo with ABE on it and a black power fist.
Beautiful. Listen, I'm straight going to wear this black power fist on Fox News.
Right?
I'm going to come because I usually do dress down Fridays on Fox. So if you ever watch me on Fox, I'm the guy with no tie. Okay? So this is a beautiful shirt. And here's what I love about the quality. All of these shirts are high-quality shirts. Mm-hmm. These are not cheap shirts.
Yeah, so that particular one you're talking about is from a company called No Definition.
Okay.
And they have beautiful clothes. We have some of their bags, too, in our boxes.
Okay.
Like a tote bag. They have dressier items as well, like mm-hmm. button-ups for men. So you should definitely check them out. They have some nice things. All of our
Yeah, I'm just going to keep shopping with y'all.
Perfect.
Can so I just do that?
Yeah, I mean, we
You know, I kind of like the concept of I get a surprise every month.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
That's just the kid in me coming out. I mean, when you were sitting there taking off the tissue, I was like, yeah, buddy. I was rubbing my hands together like, yeah, buddy. Right? Okay. This concept is amazing. How do you look to expand it beyond clothing?
So we're going to do it in steps,
okay?
Of course. And I think one of our first steps is going to be toward kind of like the cosmetics and self-care industry. We don't want to give away too much because, you know, want to keep it a
surprise. About shaving products for black men?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's in there.
There's a great company called ShaveWise. I've been their brand endorser before. But ShaveWise is a black-owned, black-created company, okay? This would be remarkable for them to partner with you. They are local. They're right here in Atlanta. Okay. But they're already in Walmart and a lot of other places. But they are flexible enough to do things like this,
yeah.
Okay, to introduce people to the product. What they've seen is that once people are introduced to the product, they keep buying it.
And that's our thing. We want to introduce
that's how you
to
sell
these companies.
It. That's right.
Yeah, these companies that, you know, have a following, but maybe not as big of a following as they can have.
Sure, sure. That's good stuff. Listen, I'm thankful for your innovation. And I tell my students, my college students, there's a difference between creativity and innovation. Innovation is when you have figured out a way to use your creativity to make room for you. Mm-hmm. And that's what you've done with your creativity. And I thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thanks yes.
You.
How can people follow you on social media?
allblack_ABE. And they can search for us on Facebook at allblackeverythingABE.
Beautiful stuff. Thank you both.
Thank you.
I appreciate your time today. All Black Everything, ABE. AllBlackEverythingABE.com, okay? That is your website, AllBlackEverythingABE.com. I see people who are inboxing me. If you could not get through to the website because there were a lot of people coming at one time, make sure you check back at about 2 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay? Check back at 2 o'clock. Great show. This has been Real Talk with Rashad Richard. I am the realest man on radio. Thanks to my producer, Julian Virgin. I appreciate you, homie, for holding me down. All of my great guests today, and to you, especially to you, the WAOK listener. Without you, there is no us. If I've agreed with you or disagreed with you, just know I've done it all out of love. And to Joyce Littell, who does it well. If you would like me to speak to your nonprofit group, organization, church, or school, send all requests to richie316@gmail.com, richey316@gmail.com. All of my archived interviews, articles, and commentary can be found at either v-103.com, waok.com, cbs46.com, or rollingout.com. More importantly than all of that is this. Remember to get connected or stay connected to a mentoring group or nonprofit in your local community. None of us are perfect, but anytime you help someone become a better them, it always helps you become a better you. I'm living proof. Tough times don't last always, but tough people always do. Until next time, Atlanta, be well.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.